page 45, Promises to Overcomers. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. To him who overcomes I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. Page 46. God speaks to us about divorce. Now to the married I command, yet not I but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband. But even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And a husband is not to divorce his wife. A wife is bound by law as long as her husband lives. But if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10, 11, and 39. For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, so that she is no longer adulteress, though she has married another man. Romans chapter 7, verses 2 and 3. Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced from her husband commits adultery. Luke chapter 16, verse 18. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Matthew chapter 5, verse 32.